Time for our Health Matters segment here on FLX Morning on Finger Lakes News Radio. And as always, Kim Alakwa is here with us. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I am good. I am good. And understand that we have a slight name change for the organization now.
Yes, we do. We have gone through a brand refresh. We have changed to University of Rochester Medicine, Finger Lakes Health. So this is going to allow us to align more visibly with the University of Rochester Medicine and reinforcing that our hospitals and practices are part of one unified academic health system with a leading research center. So the same quality of care, regardless of where you go, University of Rochester Medicine, Finger Lakes Health, and we're very proud to be part of this organization.
And you'll start to see this brand change across all the different websites and so on and so forth, and probably at your offices as well. As this whole thing starts to cycle around.
Yes, we're launching it. It's been launched out through our social media and our website, and it will just take some time. But we just, it was announced last Wednesday, so you're one of the first people that were actually going on air and publicly talking about this. But, yep, so University of Rochester Medicine, Finger Lakes Health.
Cool. Very cool. Would you like to introduce today's guest?
Yes, I'm very excited. We have a first-time guest with us today. We have Dr. Mohammed Mumin, who is a fellowship-trained nephrologist from the University of Rochester Medicine. And I also just wanted to give a quick shout-out. This ties in with Dr. Mumin's presentation, but on Saturday, we have our Rock for Kidneys event at the Sons of Italy. Starts at 4 p.m. $10 spaghetti dinner. All proceeds will help. Will go towards our dialysis center.
And it's an appropriate time to mention that because of Dr. Mumin's field of expertise. Doctor, welcome aboard. Glad to have you on board.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Very good. Tell me a little bit about what brought you into this particular branch of medicine.
During my residency, I was very enthusiastic to learning the medicine. And when I go through the residency, it gave me a perfect balance between medicine and physiology. So kidney specialty, actually, there is a lot of room to learn physiology and pathophysiology, and those physiology and pathophysiology interconnected with each other, that drives me to go for kidney specialist and become a nephrologist.
And nephrology covers a few different things here. Maybe the first thing people might think of with kidneys is obviously dialysis, but there's so much more to the field beyond that.
So dialysis actually comes when patient has advanced stage kidney disease. Kidney disease often goes silent, and it does not produce any symptoms in early stages. So it's better to catch the disease in early stages and prevent the advanced kidney disease.
Yeah, early detection is always good, no matter what you're dealing with. But what kind of early detection screenings are there for people?
So usually we can detect kidney disease in very simple test with blood test and urine test. Sometimes we do kidney ultrasound. These tests are very simple and non-expensive.
So that's one aspect of nephrology, but there are other elements to it. There are things like kidney stones, which are unfortunately for a lot of people rather common that they have to deal with. Diabetes and high blood pressure and the effect that can have on your kidney functions. Even things like urinary tract infections fall under your sphere of expertise.
Yes. I do see the kidney stone patient, basically I tell my patient how to prevent the kidney stone. And patient can easily prevent the kidney stone by doing some simple stuff, like if they add two spoon of lime juice in their morning fluid, it can easily prevent a few stone recurrence. It's not 100%. True, but sometimes it help. And we do the simple test, like 24-hour urine test. And by this test, we can detect what's the risk factor for kidney stone, and we can treat accordingly.
I'm fascinated. Just 2 teaspoons of lime juice.
Yes.
In your morning water.
Morning water.
And so, is it because of the acidity of the lime?
Yes, because most of the stone actually precipitate in the alkaline urine. When you make your urine acidic, it helps to dissolve the stone and pass it out through the urine.
All right. That's good advice there. Good to know.
Thank you.
How many years have you been in the practice now?
So I have been this is my third year in the nephrology field. And before that, I did 3 years of medicine during my residency.
There's a lot that's been made nowadays, and I see whenever I go to the convenience store, I see a ton of these electrolyte-infused beverages, waters and things like Gatorade's got a rehydration drink, things of that nature. Are those good things to use for your kidney health, or can there be such things too many electrolytes?
So, if people has normal kidney function, they can use it as much as they can. But if patient has stage 3, stage 4 kidney disease, I would say just watch their electrolyte-rich fluid, because it can then impair their potassium excretion and increase the chance risk for hyperkalemia, like high potassium in the blood.
And obviously with kidney function, water.
Yes,
making sure you
plain water is the best medication for the kidneys.
Yeah, because that keeps the waste filtering through, the toxins out, and
exactly,
so on and so forth. What's the relationship between your blood pressure and kidney function?
Good question. So blood pressure and kidneys are interconnected with each other. And if either high blood pressure or low blood pressure can affect the kidney function and can progress the kidney disease. The goal blood pressure should be less than 130 over 80. And usually for who has low blood pressure, they need to keep their blood pressure, systolic blood pressure, above 100. And kidney disease can cause high blood pressure. And high blood pressure can cause kidney disease. So they are acting as vice versa.
And it's also important, too, to maintain and support good red blood cell health for kidney function, right?
There is certain disease condition in the kidneys we called glomerulonephritis. These are actually inflammation of the kidneys from a lot of things like autoimmune disease. Some infectious disease can cause glomerulonephritis. And in this case, patient may spill some red blood cell, either morphologically change or unchanged red blood cell. So that's why urine tests help us to detect those conditions.
How important are things like, we hear calcium is good for bone health. Does that have any correlation to kidney function as well?
Again, calcium is a necessary, vital mineral element. And also, this is one kind of vital mineral. But when patient has advanced kidney disease, they tend to have either high calcium level or low calcium level based on the impaired mineralization, because kidneys, one of the kidneys' job to regulate bone mineral in the bodies.
Ah, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating. What's the best course of action for people that think they might be having kidney function issues?
So best plan should be to control if patient has diabetes or high blood pressure, they should control their blood sugar and high blood pressure. Then stay out from excessive use of NSAID, stay hydration. If patient is obese or overweight, they need to watch their weight. Some genetic condition can cause kidney disease. If any family history, they need to seek the medical attention first.
And if you want to pay Dr. Moomin a visit, you can look him up in the nephrology department of the University of Rochester Medicine, Finger Lakes Health. And Kim, I want to mention one more time to the Rock for Kidneys event that's coming up this weekend.
Yes, and I also want to mention that Dr. Moomin is actually the medical director of our dialysis unit. We do offer inpatient and outpatient dialysis at Geneva General Hospital. It's another example of our commitment to keep care close to home for our patients so they do not have to travel. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Moomin, you can call 315-787-5400. And also a reminder for Rock for Kidneys this Saturday. It starts at 4 p.m. The Sons of Italy. It's $10 a person. It's a pasta dinner. There's going to be three bands playing. There's basket drawings. And all the proceeds will go to support the dialysis unit. You can buy tickets at the door, or you can call us at the foundation at 315-787-4050.
See, it's a nice and expensive pasta dinner on a Saturday with some music, and you're supporting a good cause. Ain't nothing wrong with any of that.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Yeah, appreciate it. Dr. Moomin, pleasure meeting you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me here.
FLX Morning continues on Finger Lakes News Radio.